Hello, and welcome to 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. your weekly wormhole to the weekend. And it's going to be mostly clear tonight. Low 56, sunny and hot Saturday. High 96. Partly cloudy Saturday night. Low 55. Sunny, high 86 on Sunday. With winds 5 to 15, gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly clear, 47. And sunny or mostly clear through the rest of the week, or through at least, yeah, next Friday, it looks like, with highs right around 90 and lows right around 50. It's 90 degrees, fair skies, Moscow, right now. 40 acres and a clone mule. About to get our proverbial poop together and put on a show for you. One arm, one leg to get in, and we're gonna feature some music from Mr. Mofro, JJ Mofro, right here. KUI Moscow.
just as she seems. A force of nature, all her own, to be reckoned with. Whatever's wrong with me, her kiss redeems. And it's all there in my dreams, in my dreams. My love is soaring, she glides through the sky. Hardly a warning, she takes my hand, says open your eyes. We look down on the earth and all it schemed. We laugh and it's all there in my dreams, in my dreams. Destination unknown. And then she says, let's go home. My love is resting under a tree. She whispers softly in my ear as she lay next to me. That was the funnest day. Her sad eyes beam, and it's all there in my dreams, in my dreams.
looking for a place to stay. I was mighty, mighty tired. I had come a long, long way. I said, hey, hey, in there, is there anybody home? I was standing on the steps. I was feeling most alone. Well, out comes a farmer. He must have thought that I was nuts. He immediately looks at me and stuck a gun into my guts. Shoot me, please. He cocked his rifle and he gave the shout, are you that traveling salesman that I have heard about? I said, no, no, I'm a doctor and it's true. I'm a clean-cut kid and I've been to college too. Well, in walks his daughter whose name was Rita. She looked like she stepped out of La Dolce Vita. Tried to cool it with her dad and told him what a nice pretty farm he had. He said, what do doctors know about farms, pray tell? I said, I was born at the bottom of a wishing well. Just tremendous relevance, I know. Well, by the dirt beneath my nails, I guess he knew I wouldn't lie. He said, I guess you're tired. He said it kinda sly. I said, yes, 10,000 miles today I drove. He said, I've got a bed for you underneath the stove. On just one condition, you can go to sleep right now. That you don't touch my daughter in the morning, milk the cow. Well, I was sleeping like a rat when I heard something jerking. There's Gold Rita looking just like Tony Perkins. She said, would you like to take a shower? I'll show you up to the door. I said, oh, no, no, I've been through this movie before. I knew I had to sweat, but I did not know how. When she said, would you like to take that shower now? Well, I couldn't leave unless the old man chased me out, cause I'd already promised that I'd milk his cow. I had to say something that would strike him very weird, so I yelled, I like Fidel Castro and his beard. Rita looked offended, but she got out of the way as he came charging down the steps, saying, what's that I heard you say? I said, I like Fidel Castro, I think you heard me right. And I ducked as he swung at me with all his might. Rita mumbled something about her mother on the hill. As if this didn't hit the icebox, he said he's gonna kill me if I don't get out that door in 2 seconds flat. You unpatriotic, rotten Dr. Connie Rat. Well, he threw a Reader's Digest at my head and I did run. I did a somersault as I seen him get his gun and crashed through the window at 100 miles an hour and landed fully blast in his garden flowers. Rita said, come back, but he was starting to load. The sun was coming up and I was running down the road. Well, I don't figure I'll be back there for a spell. Even though Rita moved away and got a job at a motel, he still waits for me, constant on the sly. He wants to turn me into the FBI. Me, I romp and stomp, being thankful as I romp. Without freedom of speech, I might be in the swamp.
GTO. I wear a uniform, a lot of government loan. I'm worth a million prizes. Yeah, I'm through with sleeping on the sidewalk. No more beating my brains. No more beating my brains. With liquor and drugs. With liquor and drugs. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course I had it in the ear before. Could have lost for long. Could have lost for long. I got lost for long. Got lost for long. Oh, lost for long.
very active. There were a lot of comedy people. Almost anybody who got any kind of...
People like ourselves and our families and our children and the generations are coming
to carve a new life.
Things kind of really
what happened was
out.
The cable television and MTV really broke on the world, and the comedy as a taboo kind of
that's our sacred
personal
mountain.
And
thank you.
D.C. by the dawn's early light. That's so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars
through the perilous fight. Over the ramparts we watched,
we shall gallantly stream.
And the rocket's red glare,
the bombs bursting in air,
gave proof
to the night.
Our flag
is still there.
Today,
does that star-spangled banner
yet wave
o'er the land of the free
and the home of the brave?
I wouldn't have done this if it wasn't a moment of crisis in the history of this organization. And, of course, like the rest of the staff at KPFA, urging everyone to get in touch with Pacifica and come to its senses. I'll talk a little bit more about this after this so-called performance is over.
Yeah.
Trying to hide. measure of the burning beast means nothing to no way. The burning talk in no end ain't nothing to me. The golden talk in that Quinn.
The Melvins with the Talking Horse from the album A Senile Animal. Before that, Awesome Color did Eyes of Light from Electric Aborigines. And Awesome Color opening for Sonic Youth down in Boise next Thursday and in Spokane on Friday night. We're apparently not opening for them at the... well, I'll tell you more about that later. Zen Gorilla before Awesome Color... with Swamp from Positronic Raygun, an alternative tentacle sign band. Boss Hog did Some Sarah from Girl Plus EP. Before that, the Gits did Guilt Within Your Head from Enter the Conquering Chicken. That was released after Mia Zapata's death. Lard did Moths from Pure Chewing Satisfaction. Lard, of course, is Ministry and Jello Biafra. You might have noticed. Les Thugs, a great French punk band, did Bella Canzone from Strike. Mudhoney, a great Seattle punk band, did In and Out of Grace from the Superfuzz Big Muff EP early in their career. Sonic Youth from their new album The Eternal. We heard Sacred Trickster. Before that, Jib Jab did Star Spangled Banner. Black Dice did Treetops. We had a mini Circumstantial Happenstance before that. Violent Green did Spiny Fish. Before that, Mocket did Unman from the Performa album. Before that, a Circumstantial Happenstance. Before that, the Boredoms with Super Good from the Super R album. Generation X did Wild Dub. Before that, Illegal ID. Before that, a Toronto band called FCC'd Up. We heard Magic Word from the album Chemistry of Common Life, came out last year. Iggy Pop with his classic Lust for Life. Before that, Nob Dylan and his Nob Solites did Motor Psycho Nightmare, a Dylan cover, as Nob does. Tombstones did The Black Cat. The Eels did In My Dreams from Hombre Lobo, a new album. And we started with JJ Gray and Mofro, She Don't Know. 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. Interesting how that set started really, really mellow and just got more and more manic and so forth and so on.